they recorded some stuff on like a four track in Dave Hanna's grandma's attic. So Dave Hanna was living with his grandma in Ferndale, and they like set some stuff up in the attic and stuff and recorded some stuff, and it was kind of crudely recorded, but boy, it's really got spirit. I really liked it, really appreciated having a copy of it, and many years later, I forwarded one of the songs with Jerry's permission to Total Energy, which was a part of like Bomp Records in L.A., and they put out two CDs called Motor City's Burnin', and on that, I had given them probably 5, 6, 7, 8 songs of different bands, and they used those songs. One of them was a bonus song called Stupid Jail. And, you know, roughly, you know, just roughly recorded, but it's got a great spirit, great attitude. The guy loved it, and I'm, you know, I'm glad to get it on a CD. So anyway, they recorded these original songs, and then, you know, Jerry knew what I was doing. I was doing this whole Tremor Records thing. I was, had already issued a compilation called Detroit Defaces the 80s. Paul Zimmerman, Jerry's cohort in crime with White Noise, helped do the cover, did the cover. And so, you know, so Jerry was aware of this, and I was loved their stuff, and I was saying, yeah, you know, when you want to do something, let's, you know, talk to me. So it came time for us. I wanted to do a second compilation, and Jerry was, you know, to the point where they had some good songs rehearsed and things. And so we brought him into our studio, which was an 8-track studio. And we recorded Cool Teenager and Good Bad and put those on the compilation that was called Mandatory Music. And, you know, gave him a lead-off song. And, you know, was just pleased as anything for them to be on the record. We quickly had him back and had him record some other stuff, and they recorded Do the Itch and Bob the Dog and put that out. We put it out as a 45 on the Tremor Records label, and then, you know, we had him come in and do more stuff, and you know, it was fun. It was always very inventive, very fun to work with. He had a great imagination. Sometimes it was a little taxing because, you know, we would be asking for things that you didn't know if you could actually accomplish, you know, but it was fun as an artist, you know, that kind of thing. He was just like bouncing off the walls, you know, and, oh, let's do this. And he was just exciting and, you know, just had that great, great attitude. It was really cool to work with. And, you know, the Boner Boys were, you know, Dave and Mike, Steve were, you know, just great musicians. You know, it didn't take many tracks. Many takes for them to get the tracks down, you know, boom, 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 you know, they're just solid, you know.